In the city of Bloomington, your health could depend on where you live. Those in the 61701 zip code, the core of the city, are more likely to be living in older housing stock. It's the highest at-risk area for lead in the county, and it's more susceptible to mold and has higher levels of asbestos, which can aggravate a person's asthma. To address those challenges, Bloomington was recently just one of six cities nationwide picked for the National League of Cities Healthy Housing City Leaders Forum. WGLT's Ryan Denham speaks to Bloomington City Planner Katie Simpson about why the city applied to be part of the program.
We were really excited for the opportunity. We saw it as a chance to kind of gain a better understanding of best practices and really look at what other communities have done and learn from them. But more importantly, coming off the end of completing the Community Health Needs Assessment, which was a joint health needs assessment completed by the OSF, Advocate Broman, Chestnut Health Systems, and the McLean County Health Department. That document identifies disparities in ER visits from Blacks and Latinos and from the 61701 zip code. And the ER visits were related to asthma, COPD, diabetes. Lung cancer continues to be the second killer of people in McLean County, and lung cancer can be related to radon, which is maybe in somebody's house or their lot. And so we really wanted to kind of look more at, is there a way for us to address those disparities using what we know, what we've learned from the needs assessment, coming up with some sort of unified approach as a community rather than everybody kind of trying to do it themselves.
I wonder if you can expand on the connection between where you live and your health. But what are those connections that you think something like this can help with?
There's a theory out there called the social determinants of health, which really looks at the connection between where you live, where you work, you know, where you play, and how that impacts your health. And so It's really crazy. There's data out there through the CDC that shows that the life expectancy in one zip code in Bloomington is less than the life expectancy in another zip code in Bloomington. And that could be related to environmental factors. It could be related to the quality of the housing stock. It could be related to just general population demographics, things like that. But it's a different paradigm than what we're used to, you know. With respect to health, I think a lot of times people think health is an individual choice, but it's not always that. It's also influenced by, you know, how easily you can access a grocery store or the quality of your house or, you know, if you have sidewalks on your street, can you get out and walk? There's a lot of environmental factors to consider.
Are there different needs depending on where you are in the city? And how does that kind of come into play?
So 61701 is Bloomington's core. It's kind of the original part of the city. It has a nice grid system. It's very walkable streets and neighborhoods. There's sidewalks on the streets. There's nice street trees that line those. But it does have older housing. Some of it may be over 100 years old. That housing is going to need maintenance. It's going to need a little bit of assistance, maybe. Some of the materials used back then may have had asbestos or lead, which need to be taken out and kind of remediated. Some of the pipes might leak, you know, so that it needs a little bit more love, maybe. then the newer housing stock on the 61704 zip code in Bloomington.
So now that the city of Bloomington has been picked, one of six cities across the country picked for the National League of Cities Healthy Housing City Leaders Forum, I guess what happens next? What are some of the first things that Bloomington folks will be participating in to kind of get going within this program?
Yeah, the National League of Cities is sending three people from Bloomington. We've got myself, Jennifer Tony, who's our grants coordinator through the city, and then Kathy Coverston Anderson from the Health Department. And we're going to be going to the forum in North Carolina next week, where we will meet and kind of present what Bloomington's already done with respect to data collection and kind of our goals and objectives and some of our challenges. And then we'll share that with the other six cities or the other five cities. And then we'll kind of compare notes, and National League of Cities is going to bring in some experts to talk about, you know, lead, radon, asthma, just some of the health indicators that and the health outcomes that can be associated with housing. And then we're going to stay, and they're keeping us two extra days to attend the HUD health and housing convening. So the National Housing and Urban Development Group is holding a convening after that. So we'll stay for that as well. And then we'll come back and meet with our team and kind of share what we've learned and brainstorm ideas and, you know, look at some of the policies that we've already got and maybe those need updated and go from there.
So some of the other cities that are part of this this National League of Cities program is like Charlotte, North Carolina, Detroit, Durham, North Carolina, Jersey City, Baton Rouge, down in Louisiana. What are the benefits of getting together in the same room with other cities, even if they're a bit larger than Bloomington, which these all are? You know, bouncing ideas off of each other, learning from each other. What's the upside there?
You know, even though we all work in different kind of contexts, different states, we share a lot of the same challenges. Charlotte, for example, has really robust rehabilitation programs for homes that I think we could probably learn from and maybe use to expand our own single-family rehab programs. Detroit has a strong history of collecting data, so that's an opportunity for us to look at, you know, how do they operationalize their data, where do they find it, you know, what are good sources. And then Jersey City has a history of partnering with their healthcare providers. They've got a partnership that has over 250 partners all working towards like a common goal. So I think that's a takeaway on organizing ourselves and kind of getting everybody working towards the same end, that we could benefit from that.
So for our listeners who are trying to get their heads around what this could mean for the city of Bloomington, what are those things that a city can do from a policy perspective, from zoning perspective, from the rules that you set forth that ultimately affect the quality of housing and therefore the quality of health?
Mm-hmm. We're working with the Regional Planning Commission and the Town of Normal to kind of do our consolidated plan, which is how we're going to spend CDBG funding over the next 5 years. CDBG has been one of our main housing resources, the community development block grants. So one of the programs we currently offer is our single family rehab program, which is open to the community. You know, people can apply for assistance to put a new roof on their house, to put a new, do some lead remediation if they need to, you know, different improvements. That's one resource that we have, the CDBG funding and kind of grants that we can offer to the community. Another is the John M. Scott Fund that has recently, and Jennifer Tony manages these, so this is not really my area, but the John M. Scott Fund recently kind of tailored their focus to the community health needs assessment and the social determinants of health. And so, you know, there's a potential to help fund some of our partners in the community who are addressing housing with that resource. Policy-wise, you know, we've got a rental registration program. Maybe that's something we should look at again and kind of how can we, some other communities, you know, might require properties to be tested for lead before they can enter the program. I don't know if that's the right fit for Bloomington or if we would want to look at that, but that's an example of how we can use policy. I know, you know, some of the public housing authority has a smoke-free policy that's fairly new. So there's some kind of tools that we have locally that we can use to try to address some of it. And then I don't even know what we'll learn, here next week. Maybe we're missing something.
You're a city planner, and you are, I'm sure, keeping your eyes on what other cities do, big ideas that kind of come across the world of planning and development in this country. What are those kind of big ideas when it comes to healthy housing that you've stumbled across in articles, in policy papers, things that have just kind of like, you know, jumped out to you as like, wow, that would be a cool thing to just at least talk about in Bloomington to see if that would make a difference?
Yeah, there's a lot of communities out there. Memphis is a great example where, you know, they've partnered with the local hospitals and the local universities to really come up with ways to improve the housing stock, you know, whether it's helping to provide housing for employees who live and work in those institutions, kind of redeveloping an area around their campuses. There's communities in their community in Ohio that partnered with their hospital to create a local co-op that focused on providing laundering services for linens and for blankets and things. And so then that co-op created local employment and helped in an area that had been marginalized and had disinvestment. And then the hospital working with them also has a program that helps put with down payment assistance for employees so they can buy a home and live closer where they work and live in a quality environment. So I think really we can learn from the partnerships that other communities have established and look at how, you know, we have similar resources here. How can we use them in a way that meets Bloomington's needs?
That's Bloomington City Planner Katie Simpson. She's on her way to North Carolina to participate in the first round of meetings as part of the National League of Cities Healthy Housing City Leaders Forum.